Chapter 60. Thing is, Jesse was saying to Molly and Sonny the next morning at Daisy's, Feeney was crazy, just not as crazy as Beau was. Too close to call, if you ask me, Molly said. Jesse had spent the night in Manchester after he and Candace Pennington had finished with Captain Pete Chacone, gotten up at 5 a.m. and driven back to Paradise. Andy Pennington had gotten to Vermont at around 10 o'clock, announcing that she was turning right around and that she and Candace were going home. Before they'd left, Candace had hugged Jesse and said, Thank you for saving me. This time, he'd said. Now, Molly said, How did Beau manage to grab them both? He was getting ready to make a move on Feeney, then figure out a way to take him out the way he had Troy Drake, Jesse said. He was across the street from Feeney's office, waiting for him to close up. At which point, he can't believe what a lucky boy he is, because Candace shows up too. He throws them both in the back of his van, and then they were on their way to Vermont. Why was Candace there in the first place? Sonny said. She told me it was a spur-of-the-moment thing, Jesse said. Turned out she was being ironic when she told her wife she was meeting a friend. She knew Feeney was back in town. She just wanted to tell him to his face that she wasn't a victim, that in her mind she'd won, and they'd lost because of their pathetic lives after high school. How'd Beau get them in the van? Molly said. He told them that if either one of them made a noise, he'd shoot them both, Jesse said. Then he had Feeney tie her up with the same rope harness he used on me. When he was done, Marino sat him down and chloroformed them. Did the same to Candace. Took them out the back door and off they went. He was able to get chloroform, Sonny said. Online, Jesse said, like everything else. Jesse ate some toast, drank some of his coffee. When did he kill Feeney? Molly said. Not long before I showed up, Jesse said. After he was finished with Candace and me, the plan was to bring Feeney's body back inside and put the gun back in his hand. Bode knocked Feeney out again when they got to the cabin, held the gun in his hand, and shot him in the temple. Sonny said, Wasn't he worried about the chloroform showing up in a tox screen of whatever when the bodies were found? Turns out, modern chloroform leaves the system very quickly, Jesse said. Guy had moments when he wasn't as dumb as he looked. Molly looked at her. He's the chief. I know, Sonny said. He knows things. He almost got away with it, Jesse said. Good that I left here when I did. You still should have taken us with you, cowboy, Molly said. And I do mean cowboy. Next time, he said. Molly looked at Sonny again and said, Still lying. Vinnie Morris was already back in Concord. Michael Crane was still out in the Pacific somewhere. There had been no discussion about Sonny going back to Boston, but they all knew it was going to happen. Maybe as soon as today or tomorrow. For now, they were still talking about what had happened the night before in the woods. It took a long time, Molly said. But in the end, Candace finally got justice. Beau did all the prep work, Jesse said, but she ended up with the gun. Daisy came over and refilled their coffee cups. She was still rocking the purple hair. She nodded at Sonny and said to Jesse, You two an item again? I think the two of them like each other better than they like me, he said. Why wouldn't they? Daisy said and left. She winked at Molly and Sonny and said, Girl power. Molly said, How was Candace really when it was over? Relieved, I think, Jesse said. He'd been threatening all the way up there to rape her again. She told me he would have had to kill her first. He nearly raped me, Molly said. You were stronger than him when he was in high school, Jesse said. Still are. I was a part of this, though, Molly said. Humiliating him on the bus that day. We all humiliated him, at least in his mind, Jesse said. His father had been doing the same his whole life. Did I mention you should have taken us with you? Molly said. You planning on dropping this any time soon? Jesse said. Like they said in Thelma and Louise, Sonny said, You're in deep shit with her, Arkansas. What about you? Jesse said. I have a more forgiving heart. Not what you said last night, Blondie, when you found out he ditched us, Molly said. Jesse told them then about what Marino had said about running into a long-haired guy in the park right after he heard the gunshot, and that he was going to ask his friend Bryce Kane about that first chance he got. Molly got up to go to the ladies' room. Just Jesse and Sonny now. My work here is done, she said. Don't want to help me solve my murder? You don't need me, she said. Not sure you ever really did. I liked having you on the team, he said. The PPDs, she said, or yours? Maybe I just wanted an excuse to have you around. Wanted or needed? Both, he said. There was a long silence now. At the end of the counter, Jesse could see Molly talking to Daisy. I need to get back, she said. Back to my own house, back to my own work. Girl's gotta have it, he said. Or she's not worth having, Sonny said. And you know, you're the exact same way. How about you leave tomorrow, he said, and we have dinner tonight. I need to head out, she said. Got a call from a potential client yesterday. And Rosie misses her daddy. Richie? Sonny smiled. Spike, she said. Jesse smiled. You can't leave when we're going good. Let's see how we both feel when I'm there and you're here. She leaned across the table and kissed him. See you around, cowboy, she said. He watched her get up from the booth, walk past the counter, hug Molly, and leave. Day at a time, he told himself. Some of them more interesting than others. He was staring out the window when Molly sat back down. Yep, she said. You are in deep shit, but not with me.